When Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner was asked by the New York Times' David Marchese why his new book of classic interviews with musicians called Masters only included white men, he said this.
Insofar as women, I mean, there were just none of them were as articulate enough on this intellectual level.
Marchese pushed back hard, but Wenner didn't back down. Of black artists, he said, quote, they just didn't articulate at that level. The backlash to the interview was resounding, but the criticisms of Wenner goes further than just one book. Historically, critics say Rolling Stone magazine and other gatekeepers of culture have excluded or minimized the achievements of women and people of color. To talk about that, we're joined by longtime culture writer Nelson George. Good morning, Nelson. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So were you surprised by Wenner's comments?
Not at all. I mean, the history of Rolling Stone largely has been one of either exclusion or minimizing the contributions of women and men, and black women. I think you have to look at the history of the magazine from the founding in the 60s all the way into maybe the 90s. I don't think that they didn't have a black staff writer. They had very few women writers. So there wasn't a lot of outside voices in those offices. Moreover, what's really frightening or sort of sad about his comments is that because Rolling Stone was essentially the gatekeeper, the seminal voice of youth culture, at least perceived by the mainstream, they defined what the canon of rock and roll was. Mm. And they defined the canon of rock and roll in very narrow terms that basically celebrated white men with guitars that Jan Wenner liked. So when you have that as your criteria, it kind of limits who you celebrate as greats.
So these comments really showed the way that gatekeeping excluded these other voices.
And the thing about Rolling Stone also to remember is because it had such an outside voice as the voice of sort of rock music culture or even youth culture at one point, it affected how TV programmers programmed. It infected radio and infected newspaper coverage. So who they deemed to be important resonated throughout, and who they deemed not to be important resonated throughout. So if you were a white rock band named Kansas or Boston or Chicago in the 60s or 70s, mm-hmm. you got more coverage than Chaka Khan or Palm and Funkadelic or Earth, Wind and Fire.
Now, Jan Wenner was scheduled to do an interview with us on his book, but after his comments and the backlash, his publicist canceled and sent us the written apology that's been issued in the wake of all this. He wrote in part, "The Masters is a collection of interviews I've done over the years that seem to me to best represent an idea of rock and roll's impact on my world. They were not meant to represent the whole of music." What do you make of that apology?
Well, he called his book The Masters, and that was already the first step. If the book was called My Favorite Rock Stars, I think we all would have felt, it's a little narrow, but that's who Jan is. But by calling it The Masters, he suggested these guys are other masters of a genre of music that helped define America in the last half century. And that's going to get backlash, particularly when it doesn't include Marvin Gaye or Joni Mitchell or Stevie Wonder, and the list could go on.
Right. And not only did he suggest it in this interview with the New York Times, he says women and black people do not have the same intellectual level as these artists. So today, do these gatekeepers have the same power they did then?
I mean, the truth is it's a free for all. Now, there's a million websites. There's a million people posting on YouTube. So we went from a very curated and narrowly curated culture to one where there is almost no curation. There really aren't gatekeepers with the power that Rolling Stone had in its prime. Not anymore.
That's culture writer Nelson George. His new book is The Nelson George Mixtape, Volume 2. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Thank you.